This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I was watching an NBC News report Sunday. And it was talking about 66 pounds of pure fentanyl was found in Virginia. And it was enough that you could kill 14 million people. There were 14 million dosages that would cause an overdose and death. That's what the doctors said. But I thought, wow, why is that a big national story? Let me do a Dr. McKen shot. Thank you. Why is that a big national story? Well, because it could kill 14 million people. That's a pretty big deal, isn't it? But then I thought about this story that got almost no news from the week before, where the Mexican Navy found 50 tons, or if you double the 25 tons, it'd be 50,000 pounds of fentanyl from China. So here's your takeaway, ladies and gentlemen. China was caught trying to ship in to the United States 25,000 tons of fentanyl that the DEA calculates is enough to give an overdose to 10,606,000,000 plus people. You heard that right. China was caught last week in the act of trying to ship in 25,000 tons by the Mexican Navy of pure fentanyl, enough to kill everyone on the planet and then kill another 3+ billion people again. And you wonder why our country is in so much trouble. China, in reverse of the opium wars, with the British shipping in opium to get everybody drugged out under their control a couple hundred years ago, is doing this to us. You're executed in China if you get caught with any opium. Well, this is 100 times stronger than that, or more. So this is how China's assaulting us. And the leftist media attacks Trump, making this a big issue. This is one of the number one killers in this country. It's debilitating people. It's incredible. So we did the math, Scott and I, Sunday while we were up here, just shot this on my phone. And here is where we do the math. I saw a press report where the DEA said 66 pounds of pure fentanyl captured in Virginia that had been shipped in by China was about to be distributed, was enough to kill 14 million people. Well, they just found 25 tons of it being shipped into Mexico from China for delivery in the U.S. So I had an idea that, wait a minute, I bet if you calculate that out, it ends up being enough to kill everybody in America. Well, I was wrong, folks. It's enough to kill everybody in the world. And Scott's better at math than I am. Scott, tell us what we're looking at right here.
All right, so if 66 pounds kills 14 million people, and they found 25 tons, that's 50,000 pounds. 50,000 pounds divided by 66 is 757.58. That means 757.58 times 14 million that the 66 would kill equals 10.6 billion people.
There's only 7.5 billion people on the earth. So that's a dose that will kill someone with an overdose enough to kill more people than there are on earth.
Yeah, yes, quite a bit more.
That is pretty damn newsworthy. China caught trying to ship in enough fentanyl to the United States to kill the entire planet. Of course, it's going to be sold and doled out to people, but there'll be undoubted probably hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of overdoses, as we're already seeing. Amazing information, Scott.
On the flip side of that, that's what the 25 tons is what they found.
Yeah,
that's what they stopped. That's what they stopped. How much got through that they haven't stopped?
Jesus, incredible. All right, Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. That's China's secret weapon attacking the U.S. with fentanyl. hundreds of times stronger than opium, way stronger than heroin. Incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, the only way that report gets out is when you share it. It'll be posted within an hour to Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living, that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at Infowars.com and Newswars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
15 years in the cavalry. Like some cadets they ever seen. A missile hard and strangely nice. When he speaks, he never said it twice. They call him Judge.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. Paul Joseph Watson is about to take over here in just a moment. Some of the other stories up on Infowars.com by Kellen McBreen. Internet mocks Texas man who surrendered AK-47 after mass shooting. Law enforcement suggested he sell the weapon back to a gun shop. Now, look at this article right here. Just look at that article right there. What is he saying? He's saying that gun owners are to blame for what some other crazy person does. And again, when somebody runs over somebody with a car, do we blame the car? When somebody stabs somebody with a butcher knife, do we blame the butcher knife? No. But this collective guilt idea, when mass shootings are more common now, they're still extremely rare as a cause of death, the fact that they're projecting that onto all of us, we should be very, very resentful of that. How dare you blame me for some Antifa scumbag in Ohio or some Antifa lunatic in Texas? This is crazy. And we had all these knife attacks and all these stabbing attacks, another firebombing of an ICE facility, and a black guy shooting nine other black people at a football game. No coverage of that, because it doesn't fit with this weird white supremacist narrative that, again, is meant to create racial division. Meanwhile, I see these stories where the woman stabs a little kid in the face, or the guy kills his sister and his niece and runs around raping and trying to attack the greenskeeper. Man bites woman's lip saying he's the devil, leaves her with life-changing injuries, bit off part of her face. That was in the UK. Attacker bites off woman's lip at Notting Hill Carnival for no reason. Meanwhile, nobody cares about the communist Chinese putting millions in forced labor camps and death camps and babies being kept alive and their organs sold here in America. It's only when they tell you to care are you supposed to care. But as I reported earlier, enough fentanyl caught being tried to be shipped to the U.S. to kill 10 billion, 600 plus million people. That's more people than there are on the planet. Oh, but Trump's wrong to care about that. Are people more scared of fentanyl or shark attacks? Because your instincts are scared of a big monster with teeth. I get it. The sharks might kill 50 people a year. Great whites, maybe 10 is the average. 50 shark deaths a year. But everybody's scared. Because they tell you to be scared. And you all saw Jaws. And so the media's done, dun, 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 dun. And everything else gets swept from the rug. Paul Joseph Watson's going to cover so much here today. How they're going after Dave Chappelle. Because he said, you know, I tell you, it's scary, the people that tell you you don't have any free speech. They'll go back and look at everything you ever said, try to get you fired. So Rotten Tomatoes gave him a zero. That's all coming up today as well. And don't forget, we've launched with myself and David Knight. Paul Watson's videos are up there. Owen Schroyer, band.video. We're going to be adding new contributors and a lot of other folks to it. It works really good on all devices, band.video. And separately, please remember, ladies and gentlemen, that we're running a huge special of a free bottle of Carnivore, the amazing enzyme, a $17 value is what it costs us to produce it, free with a bottle of DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Never had a deal that good, but we're doing it till Carnivore sells out. I'm going to reorder it for next year. It's been a great seller, but I want you to try Carnivore for those of you that haven't tried this product because it goes great with our Floralife, great probiotic, and, of course, our Michael's EX that goes after the yeast, the mold, the candida, the missing link and all that. So for great gut health, the trifecta there, but DNA Force is just amazing. 98% reviews for that. Find out why. It's just the flagship of cleaning out your cells, the base for everything we've got at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, Paul Joseph Watson, for the next 50 minutes, takes over from his studios in London, England. Paul Joseph Watson of Summit.News.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, we have the top story up on Summit.News right now. Dave Chappelle's politically incorrect comedy special, hated by woke critics, loved by ordinary Americans. Again, this illustrates that culture is politics, sorry, is downstream from culture. The woke left is so paranoid about socially re-engineering society, and they're so desperate to maintain that grip, that anyone, any entertainer, any celebrity who dares stray outside the prison of acceptable thought and opinion is immediately bashed, defamed, shamed, deplatformed, and they're trying to do it once again with Dave Chappelle. It's interesting. A few months ago, I attended a comedy show in London called Comedy Unleashed, where they have a smattering of people who are willing to offend their own audience, which, of course, is what comedy supposedly used to be all about. That event has been smeared as a right-wing white supremacist space. They literally sent, I'm talking about Vice.com, you can probably pull up the article if you Google my name, Vice and Comedy Unleashed. They literally sent somebody to spy on the audience and to watch my reactions and other people's reactions who were in the audience to these edgy, non-politically correct jokes. Now, that's how paranoid they are about anybody imposing on their total domination and ring policing of free speech when it comes to entertainment and comedy. And Dave Chappelle is the latest victim of this. He's got a new Netflix special out in which he goes after cancel culture, far-left activists, and the Me Too movement. As soon as this was released, Rotten Tomatoes put up a score of 0% in the reviews for this Netflix special. Why are the reviews at 0%? They're now up to 17%, which includes a bunch of different critic reviews. Well, it's because they don't allow the general public, the mass audience that is watching this special, to leave any comments or any reviews on their website. So they've basically got a smattering of woke, progressive critics' reviews. Only the authorized Peanut Gallery is able to express their opinion about this Netflix special on Rotten Tomatoes, and that's why it has a score of just 17%. Now, what's interesting is you go over to IMDb, where regular viewers are allowed to post their own reviews, and the same show that has just 17% on Rotten Tomatoes has 8.5 out of 10 on IMDb, because it's not just taking into account the critics' reviews, it's taking into account the general audience, the general public that is watching it. And people who have seen the clips of this, seen the trailer, it's been very well received. But again, this illustrates just the gigantic gulf in this culture war between the woke progressive left, which runs the entertainment industry, and the general public. They are now using reviews of movies, reviews of comedy specials, reviews of books, as weapons in the culture war to try and sink any dissident thought before it's even allowed to circulate, which is interesting, actually, because it relates to another story, which I'm going to get into later, about how the Pentagon is literally developing a software system to stop the spread of viral internet content. Woke progressive reviewers in the entertainment industry are trying to do the same thing by sabotaging these kind of daring comedy specials, these daring movies that dare challenge the consensus, by panning them right out of the gate and not allowing the general public to express their opinion. Now, Vox made a point of saying that this show, Dave Chappelle's new show, which is called Sticks and Stones, quote, makes a point of punching down, while the Daily Beast says his jokes are problematic. But as I pointed out in this article, by cracking politically incorrect jokes, Chappelle isn't punching down, he's punching up. These people run society. They're trying to re-engineer society. They're trying to determine who's allowed to have free speech, who's allowed to express what opinions. They are the cultural institutions that run society. Attacking them is always punching up. Not that it even matters. It's comedy. You can joke about anything. Joking about something doesn't mean you're endorsing it. Joking about rape doesn't mean you endorse rape. It's comedy. It's free speech. You don't have to watch it. Turn it off if you don't want to watch it. I go on to say, the woke left, which controls the entertainment industry, uses minority groups as human shields to denigrate, silence, and shame anyone who dares challenge their onerous, draconian attempt to police speech and restrict language. By making fun of the sacred cow's progressive views to socially engineer society, Chappelle is directly targeting hysterical hate mobs backed by corporate power who are trying to take over culture and turn comedy into a bland, sanitized forefest. And they're so obsessed with that control, they're not even allowing the regular punters, the audience, to have a say on this new comedy special, because it would prove that it's loved by the masses, hated by the control freaks. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be back. Infowars.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Was talking about the Dave Chappelle thing. I saw last Friday when this broke the actual trailer that they said made him so mad. He threw in their little N-word founding father thing that wasn't true, where they say, hey, N-word, go write the Constitution, when it was Thomas Jefferson that wrote it, or at least the Declaration of Independence and a lot of the Constitution. I thought, well, that's just him, I guess, giving them their red meat, their race war prerogative. But then he goes into, well, here's the audio from the trailer that makes them so mad.
The next one's a little harder. I want to see if you can guess who it is I'm doing an impression of. All right, let me get in the character. You got to guess who it is, though. Okay, here it goes. If you do anything wrong in your life, and I find out about it, I'm going to try to take everything away from you. And I don't care what I find out. It could be today, tomorrow, 15, 20 years from now. Who's that? That's you. That's what the audience sounds like to me. That's why I don't be coming out doing comedy all the time.
But then I got there because the trailer I saw had the cuss words bleeped out. But that's what we found real quick during the break. The reason I play that is he says there are these people ruining comedy that police everybody's speech and try to ruin their lives, and you're effing ruining the world. For radio stations, we're going to delay some of that, obviously. There you see it, ladies and gentlemen. And then now he gets a zero on Rotten Tomatoes, and they're all calling for his head and calling him a white supremacist. It shows it's a cult of raw power wanting to dominate what everybody says and does. See it all at summit.news and infowars.com. Back to Paul Joseph Watson.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, in the rest of the special, and this was covered by a bunch of outlets, he attacks Jussie Smollett, which obviously they weren't happy about. He attacks the hashtag MeToo movement. He also attacks the alphabet people, the LGBT lobby, so they weren't happy about that. And this is completely insidious. This is all about controlling culture. This is the same process we see in art, movies, literature. If you know as an upcoming artist that you're going to offend the critics who are going to give your, you know, TV show, movie, book, whatever, 0% as soon as it gets off the ground, what are you going to do? You're going to self-censor. There are people who have already made it, people like Dave Chappelle, people like Quentin Tarantino, who don't need to cow to these leftist outrage mobs because they've already had massive success. Even still, Quentin Tarantino got some heat for not giving women enough dialogue in his most recent movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. So even the people who established themselves, who are so big that they can't be dragged down in this cloud, this red mist of offensive outrage cancel culture, they still attack them. Difference is they're already established. They can shake it off, as Dave Chappelle will probably shake this off, given that his special has got 8.5 on IMDb from the people who actually watched it, because Americans are sick to death of being lectured about what they can laugh at, what they're allowed to find humorous. But it's absolutely insidious that the left thinks they can prevent people, make people self-centre in the first place by creating this environment of ring-fencing of opinions and what people are allowed to find humorous, meanwhile replacing it with all this woke nonsense that isn't humorous at all. Meanwhile, The Sun reports American Airlines passengers shot, traveller take miniature horse onto flight. That's right, some giant land whale has been pictured on an American Airlines flight with a miniature horse. Evan Nowak said he noticed the animal, which has been brought on board by a fellow traveler while flying on a service from Chicago to Omaha. He posted the footage to Twitter, which showed the horse calmly sitting there near the front of the plane in an aisle seat. And again, this is the point. The same people who need emotional support ponies to travel on airplanes to get through a basic day in their lives are also being given the power to control and socially re-engineer Western society. These are the people being given jobs in all the top social media companies. These are the people being given roles on hate and extremism advisory boards to determine who and who doesn't have free speech. You see them multiplying everywhere, and they literally have emotional support ponies on planes because they're that ridiculously fragile. They can't get through a flight without having an animal on board the airplane. The person who posted the footage said, "At this time, we would like to begin boarding with any active duty military families traveling with children under the age of 3 and horses." Another passenger also spotted the animal at check-in, tweeting, "There was a small horse in line at the airport today. I'm curious about it." It was later revealed to be called Flirty and even had its own Twitter and Instagram account. Yes, really. They wrote, "Flirty and I took to the skies yesterday. It was a great experience and I learned a lot. Flirty was fantastic and handled it all like a pro." So this giant land whale literally has to travel with a horse because she's so fragile and can't get through a domestic flight. These are the people who are taking over society. These are the people being given power to decide what's offensive. People who literally can't get through a day without having an emotional support pony. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, Prince Harry urges environmentally friendly travel after taking 4 private jet trips in just 11 days. Do as we say, not as we do. So once again, because of his idiotic, woke, social justice wife, Meghan Markle, who is a complete insult to the royal family, he's up lecturing everyone else about how to live their life environment in an environmentally friendly way, encouraging environmentally friendly travel after he personally took 4 private jet trips in the space of just 11 days. During the event in Amsterdam, which was backed by giant corporations who were responsible for actually emitting the most CO2, as per usual, he said, "We can all do better, and while no one is perfect, we all have a responsibility for our own individual impact." He doesn't really seem to be that concerned about his own individual impact, because last month, him and his wife took 4 private jet trips in 11 days, generating an estimated 7 times the emissions per person compared to a commercial flight when flying home from Nice after visiting Elton John's $18 million mansion. But it's okay because they buy carbon offset subsidies, which are then fed into all the little global corporations controlled by Rothschild and Rockefeller, who run the entire scam. Meanwhile, people who are struggling paycheck to paycheck are increasingly being hit with hidden taxes on carbon dioxide emissions. But don't worry, because Prince Harry is contributing to the very same fund that he will eventually benefit from. Before the trip to Elton John's $18 million mansion, which I'm sure was very urgent and crucial, they traveled by private jet to Ibiza, generating 12.5 tons of carbon dioxide per person, an amount of pollution that would take 14 commercial flights to emit. Prince Harry also attended a Google-organized event in Italy to discuss global warming, which, by the way, dozens of celebrities flew from Los Angeles to Italy, spewing again thousands of tons of carbon dioxide to lecture you on driving a car, to lecture you on taking too many baths, to lecture you on having a basic standard of living. The royal responded to criticism by claiming he had spent, quote, 99% of my life traveling the world by commercial, a dubious claim backed up by zero evidence. This is the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com.
I love watching Dave and I in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of Loveless, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globals rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of Crush the Globalist. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Are you like me now? Are you like me now?
We're live on the Alex Jones Show, Paul Found. Before I get into the more crucial news stories about the Pentagon now targeting viral internet content and memes. Again, because it had the most influence in terms of electing Donald Trump in the 2016 election, they did studies which found that the most effective memes came from the Donald and 4chan. That's why they're targeting them. Before that, I want to tell you about the great specials at InfoWarsStore.com, where we have 25% off Super Male Vitality. And when you take advantage of that discount, you get a free bottle of Carnivore with every purchase. Just 4 days left on this huge discount. But we've also got 50% off DNA Force Plus. Again, that gives you a free bottle of Carnivore with every purchase. It's absolutely vital that you continue to support this network. Another way you can do so is by getting the 8-pack power stack, Total Health Performance System, featuring 8 powerful new formulas, one convenient package for your everyday health. That is available at a whopping 50% off discount right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, overwhelmingly positive reviews, as there are for all iBreak products, including BrainForce Plus, which is also available for a 25% discount. This is a nootropic formula that gives you clarity, focus, and energy without the comedown. BrainForce Plus, available right now for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have Super Silver Skin Cream, a new product available in a larger size, which will help you take care of your skin. Pair of the Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel for your on-the-go skincare routine. That is available right now in two different sizes. For the low price of just $14.95, that's 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can also select the auto-ship option, which not only prevents you from having to go back and remember to reorder every time you run out, but it also gives you a further 10% subscription discount. 5-star reviews across the board for the new Super Silver Skin Cream, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's more vital than ever before that you support this network as we head into 2020 and election season for real. Please support us by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com today. Now, there's a story up on Summit News headline, Pentagon launches new program to fight viral internet content. DARPA declares war on memes. Now, we've focused on the studies before. There was one out of University College London, which found that the most effective memes in the run-up to the 2016 presidential election largely originated in two places. The Donald subreddit, of course, a couple of months ago got quarantined and locked down, limited functions. And, of course, 4chan's poll, which is basically blamed at this point for every mass shooting that happens. So they found out that the most effectively spread memes which helped elect Donald Trump came from those two new websites. Shock horror, Facebook subsequently announced it was developing new AI algorithms that can detect and ban, quote, offensive memes. Of course, in the EU, we had the passage of a bill that would potentially ban the upload of memes by declaring them to be copyright violations. That passed. It hasn't been enforced yet, but it could be about to. Now we have the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, basically the Pentagon, seeking to create software with the capability to automatically detect, attribute, and characterize falsified multimodal media to defend against large-scale automated disinformation attacks. Now, what they won't tell you is that the largest fake news stories over the past two decades have come directly from the mainstream media, but don't worry, because they won't be included in the targeting in this program, because they are trusted sources. Just like YouTube buries independent content under a wall, a deluge of trusted sources, despite the fact those trusted sources have proven completely untrustworthy on massive giant issues politically over the past two decades, including, of course, the Russian collusion hoax, which never happened. The only areas targeted will be independent media. It's titled Semantic Forensics. And the program will run content through a myriad of algorithms to identify inconsistencies and identify a story or a meme as inauthentic or fake. The whole point of memes is that they're satire, not necessarily factually accurate. They're only trying to ban them because they know the power that they have in waking people up. And because, of course, the left is so petrified of offending everybody, they're permanently walking on eggshells. They're not very good at satire and humor anymore, and the left can't meme. So it's easier just to ban memes. And this is basically the effect that this program will eventually have if it's rolled out. They're doing a test run of about 5 million news stories and images, testing these algorithms to see if they can pick out so-called disinformation. Of course, a completely vague and subjective term, just like fake news, which has come to mean any narrative that goes against the consensus. Given the program doesn't take into account the fact that so-called trusted sources in the mainstream media have been responsible for some of the biggest fake news stories in modern history, such as Trump-Russia election collusion, the software will only succeed in eliminating dissident narratives. This is what Helen Boyinsky warned about the true intent of the program, which she claims is to, quote, stamp out dissent. He says, to hear them tell it, the Pentagon just wants to even the playing field. And again, that's what we hear with Twitter, with Facebook. If you're resonating more, if you're on YouTube getting millions of views, CNN's getting nothing, NBC's getting nothing, they just want to level the playing field by artificially boosting those accounts, those so-called trusted sources, and they're going to do the same now, apparently, when it comes to memes. She continues, the fake hunters pursuing the cause of truth in media and the bad guys sowing discord, one slowed down Nancy Pelosi's speech at a time. So again, that Nancy Pelosi meme was intended as a piece of satire. The media took it seriously and claimed it was a threat to democracy, just as they claimed that I had artificially doctored the Jim Acosta White House intern video when no such thing happened. They lied about it and stuck with that lie and claimed that it was a fake news story when it wasn't. She continues, Pentagon's targets aren't limited to deep fakes, the bogeyman of the month being used to justify this unprecedented military intrusion into social media and news realm, or fake news at all. If the program is successful after 4 years of trials, it will be expanded to target all, quote, malicious intent, a possibility that should send chills down the spine of any journalist who's ever disagreed with the establishment narrative. But basically, they run the studies over the past 3 years. They found that memes were hugely influential in electing Donald Trump, in seizing control of the narrative from the establishment, from the mainstream media. And just like Facebook, the Pentagon is now getting involved in identifying and crushing, quote, viral content before it's even allowed to spread. Another absolutely chilling imposition on freedom of the internet. Meanwhile, over in Hong Kong, China unloads troops and cargo into Hong Kong from giant ship amidst rumors of crackdown. Of course, we've got this big date coming up of October 1st, which is the 70th anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic of Communist China. Experts say China has to get in there and crush this growing protest movement, which is only getting more violent, which is only escalating. Before that date, 1st of October, to save face, to save Beijing embarrassment. So now we have a story, because we covered this last week, where they claimed it was a routine rotation of troops. China does have a garrison of troops within Hong Kong. They claimed that the military vehicles rolling through the streets of Hong Kong were just part of that routine circulation, that routine rollout. But now a ship arrived. It was carrying military vehicles. It was carrying at least hundreds of troops. It was a 140-meter-long vehicle carrier. It arrived on August 28th, and in images which were broadcast by CCTV, which is basically Chinese state media, they show packed troops, People's Armed Police troops, rolling out of this ship. Now, why is that important? Well, because as of last month, we know that those same troops were being housed in a sports stadium, and they were training with military precision to crush dissent in Hong Kong. So have those troops now actually be moved into Hong Kong proper. We'll be back with more. This is
when you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back on The Alex Jones Show live, and we had a story before the break about Chinese troops, again, unloading from the ship there into Hong Kong. Coming off the ship, of course, we know that these troops were massing in nearby Shenzhen, which, of course, houses those troops. They were practicing drills aimed around crushing dissent. Now they've been transported from Hong Kong, to Hong Kong on the ship. They're wondering whether this is a routine rotation of these troops. Of course, in my video about Hong Kong, which I put out last week, we showed the actual footage from the Chinese PLA. We show in their intimidation tactics against the Hong Kong protesters, literally PLA troops training to gun them down. They weren't backward in coming forward about their true intentions. So now they're wondering whether these troops that have been offloaded from the ship are part of that force that is intended to go into Hong Kong and crush these protests, which again are only getting more severe, only escalating in their severity. I was in Hong Kong, of course, last week, and just to stress again, the protesters were absolutely adamant. Everyone we spoke to a man, said that they will not stop until these five demands have been met. And you'll see some of the footage today. There's another headline up on Summit News. Smart video shows Hong Kong protesters turning tear gas into harmless solid form. Again, this goes to the point, these are not idiot Antifa chicken neck radicals starting fights with people because they're flying American flags. In fact, many of the protesters in Hong Kong are flying American flags, they're waving Pepe banners. These are smart young students, many of them chemistry students. Someone joked about this video, which shows one of the protesters literally turning a CS gas grenade into its harmless solid form by grabbing it, placing it inside a liquid nitrogen canister, and pouring it out again in its solid form. Somebody joked. Imagine what they could do if they had degrees in sociology and gender studies. Which, of course, is what the Antifa have degrees in. So again, despite looking similar to the Antifa, these protesters are hardcore. They have a true, authentic understanding of what they're fighting for, not a hysterical moral panic about non-existent Nazis taking over society, but against one of the most feared military regimes on the planet, which is massing in nearby Shenzhen and waiting to take over. So now they're literally capturing CS grenade gas canisters and turning them into their liquid form, showing you again, you know, how intelligent these young students really are, who, by the way, again and again said to us when we were there that one of the main reasons they're protesting is against mass migration from mainland China. This is something that the mainstream media refuses to report. These are young kids, students, saying they are sick and tired of China abusing the system, sending migrants in as a kind of invasion force to subvert their society. Because not only do they get access to benefits and jobs immediately, they can move straight there, buy property, do whatever they want, they also get immediate access to vote. So, of course, they're going to vote in pro-Beijing politicians. They're going to vote against the interests of the Hong Kong people. So you've got a young student movement pointing out that mass migration is one of the main threats to their freedoms, to their way of life, to the cohesion of their society, which up until this point has been really good. And so they're out on the streets, and they're not going to give up. They're also protesting against the social credit system. We saw in Hong Kong last week protesters literally tearing down smart lamps, which the Hong Kong authorities claim are there to just detect air quality. They're actually there to use facial recognition tracking to identify these protests, according to some of them who we spoke to. Now we have another story up on Summit.news. Social credit system facial recognition cameras monitor Chinese student behavior in class. A university in China has installed facial recognition cameras in classrooms that monitor students' behavior, such as nodding off or playing with their cell phones. Now, there was a report that this had also been introduced into the United States already. So we've got the exact same system being introduced into the West, just as we have the same social credit score system being introduced in terms of deplatforming and banning people from having bank accounts because of their political opinion. Whatever communist China can do, corporations in the West, social justice warriors apparently want to do better. Now China Pharmaceutical University in Nanjing, East China's Jiangsu province, is piloting the system in two classrooms and eventually plans to install it in every classroom. So the system can access every student's personal information and monitor their behavior in class, such as nodding off and playing with their mobile phones, according to Global Times, which again is the Communist Party mouthpiece. The cameras also can record truancy, whether students are listening or not, how often they look up and down, and whether they leave early. Students complain the system is an invasion of their privacy, but school officials insist the cameras aren't necessary to encourage discipline. And of course, they're eventually going to be tied in to this social credit score, where people are rewarded or punished for how well behaved they've been. Now, bear in mind, this goes down to the level of literally punishing people for buying too much alcohol, for playing too many video games. In another case, they actually stop people from going on dating websites if their social credit score was too low. It's literally something straight out of a Black Mirror episode. Like, literally, there was an episode on this exact thing. And, of course, the Chinese government, as we reported last month, bragged about preventing 2.5 million, quote, discredited entities from purchasing plane tickets and 90,000 people from buying high-speed train tickets in the month of July alone. So if you say something bad against the government in favor of the Hong Kong protesters, your ability to literally engage in basic commerce and travel is restricted, is withdrawn. And that's exactly the same system the left and massive Silicon Valley corporations want to introduce into America. Absolutely chilling, I'm sure you'll agree, which is why we support with vehemence the Hong Kong protesters. Meanwhile, on the subject of migration in Spain, migrants arrive in Spain by a boat, scramble up cliff base. We've seen videos like this over and over again in Spain. Once they got a socialist government in, they basically rolled out the red carpet for the migrant wave to head into Spain via these NGO boats, which have routinely been caught conspiring with criminal people smugglers to bring these people into Europe. Now, of course, the Salvini government in Italy has collapsed. That migrant refugee route into Europe, into Northern Europe, eventually is about to set up and start again. So anyone who claims that this migrant crisis was finished, was done, was over, it's only just beginning. A video out of Ibiza shows 16 Algerian migrants arriving via a small boat before scrambling up a cliff face. A stunned fisherman filmed the footage on Saturday morning close to the airport in Ibiza. And again, it shows 16 migrants abandoning a small vessel and clambering up a cliff face before being arrested. They had a total of 51 migrants to arrest over the weekend after four boats arrived in Ibiza. Again, this is a holiday destination. The footage emphasizes the completely porous nature of Europe's borders, despite many declaring the migrant crisis to be over. They now have 10 migrant ships, and this is another story, 10 NGO ships now operating in the Med as Italian leftists push for opening borders. This is out of Breitbart. 10 migrant transport NGO vessels are now operating in the Mediterranean as the left-wing establishment Democrat Party looks to reopen Italy's ports. So the Salvini Liga government collapsed in Italy, and that led to the formation of a new coalition between the populist Firestar Party and the Left Democratic Party, who have already indicated that Salvini's strict immigration policy, which, by the way, has halved the number of migrant deaths, that's bad, actually saving people's lives, that's bad, by not incentivizing them coming in the first place, that's terrible. Now they're going to reopen the route. This is going to lead to hundreds, if not thousands, of more deaths, and it's going to lead to some of the massive crime, rape, sexual assault problems that Europe has experienced as a result of this migrant wave. The only Italy-based NGO, Mediterranean Saving Humans, was granted permission for their vessel to land on Monday. The NGO celebrated the move, writing that Odyssey is over, and a bit of humanity can be seen on the horizon. Welcome to Europe. And again, if you go back to the video out of Ibiza, Spain, I actually showed the recent arrival of 150 migrants storming through Spain's Ceuta enclave down on the border there with Morocco. Didn't really resemble doctors and lawyers, those people streaming into Spain, did they? There you go. There are the doctors and lawyers streaming in. There is the cultural enrichment. As emphasized by this story, Afghan who stabbed two American tourists at Amsterdam train station, they traveled to Holland to protect the Prophet Muhammad and kill unfair and cruel people. That is the kind of cultural enrichment, diversity, that will be streaming into Europe once again, thanks to the collapse of Salvini's government in Italy. Can't wait. More Room with Owen Troyer coming up, breaking news at Infowars.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timeshare cancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.